This is Athens News Matters from WUGA News. I'm Alexia Ridley, and joining me now via Zoom to talk about the week in news and politics are Lee Shearer from the Athens Banner-Herald, Aaron Schilling from the Red and Black, and Blake Odd from Flagpole. We are going to start with the reason why we are now gathering together, not in the studio, but via Zoom, since we are following restrictions placed on the community due to the COVID-19 response. What do you guys think about our local response and our current sheltering in place situation?
Well, it's been a very strong response from the local government. We were one of the first, if not the first, governments in Georgia that put a shelter in place ordinance into place. And it's more restrictive than what the state has done. We're right on the curve of where the health experts expected us to be, which is the numbers are doubling every couple of days. And if that continues to hold true, then even though it's a relatively small number right now, it'll be going up very, very quickly. And the numbers will get much, much bigger.
And those numbers are 5 to 7 to 9 days behind because of the lag in testing and also a lag in reporting. So the actual numbers that you're seeing for Georgia, for Clark County, are, I think, considerably higher than what you see on the state's website.
Right, yeah, they are behind, that's true. And, you know, there's still a shortage of tests, and not everyone is getting tested. So we really don't know how many cases are out there that people have mild symptoms or asymptomatic, but they can still spread it.
And Aaron, let me ask you, you are a student here at UGA, so you are absolutely impacted by this. How's the situation for you, and what's it like to be in college and not actually being able to come to the campus?
Yeah, it's pretty weird. I'm also a senior, so very disappointed that graduation was canceled, but obviously completely understandable in the situation. But yeah, it's been very strange. I haven't had any classes in, you know, almost 3 weeks. And then I also have a campus job, which obviously I am like no longer allowed to go to.
Right. And when
you have lost that income now?
Yeah, I've lost. I work in food services and that's just income loss for me.
The claims for unemployment, the State Department of Labor issues a release on new claims on Thursdays, I think it is. And I don't think that's going to be very pretty. There's so many people who are out of work.
Well, and especially in Athens, because it's such a service and tourism-oriented economy here. I mean, there's no telling how many thousands and thousands of bartenders and servers and cooks and hotel workers, you know, who've been laid off. I think the hotel occupancy rate here is about 3%, according to the Convention and Visitors Bureau. So no one is staying in the hotels. Obviously, bars all shut down. Everybody works the bars out of work. Musicians have nowhere to play. The restaurants just doing takeout. You know, their business is down quite a bit. So, I mean, the toll that it's taking on the city is just, it's going to be much worse here, I think, than really the state or the country as a whole.
Yes.
And we don't know for how long. This could drag on for months and months.
We might not make the president's Easter goal.
And remember, the whole goal of this is to, they say, flatten the curve, which means we're trying to slow the rate of infection so that the hospitals are not overwhelmed. And that's why everyone needs to avoid contact with other people, you know, so we don't get a huge spike and then the hospitals get overwhelmed.
Which they are really afraid
so,
of.
So, but flattening the curve involves lengthening the curve. And so to avoid a complete and total catastrophe, we're having to drag this out. It's not going to work if we just do it for 3 weeks. It's going to have to be months.
Right.
And I just want to add real quick, too, that it would help a lot if the other 16 counties around us where people use our hospitals would do the same thing that Clark County is doing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And it does impact everyone. I mean, this seems so easy to get and transmit. And it's just, you know, I was looking at a story about Spain and Italy, and Spain's really suffering. You know, it's really frightening how this has spread in some areas.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of people don't like the restrictions on business and the restriction on their movement, but I would say to that, look at Italy, look at Spain. You know, it could get a lot worse. We could all be quarantined. We could be locked in our homes. We could have the National Guard on the street. It could get to that point.
Right.
If we don't do it voluntarily.
Right. Well, let me ask you, we have a lot of exceptions and exemptions to our sheltering in place. What are you thinking about our exemptions?
Well, I just spoke with Kevin Epps, who's an attorney who's representing Clyde Armory. And Clyde Armory right now filed a lawsuit against Athens Clark County's shelter-in-place ordinance because they wanted, I mean, among other things, but also wanted gun stores to be part of the exemptions.
They are part of the exemptions. I found out after I got that same message from Kevin Epps and the Clyde. Mm-hmm. This is Clyde Armory, owned by Andrew Clyde, who's a candidate for Congress. But Athens Clark County's staff put out an exhaustive list of exemptions after they passed the ordinance, which has some commissioners really exercise at some of the places on it. But gun stores are on that list of exemptions. So I don't know why they're filing the lawsuit.
Yeah, they said that it was because that list wasn't officially in the ordinance, which is kind of interesting because it is like still put out by the county.
It's a little bit confusing because there are some businesses that are on the exempt list that the Human Resources Department put out. And that's a list of businesses that are not enforcing the ordinance against, but it's not actually, gun stores are not actually listed in the ordinance. So there are some additional businesses that were added by the staff after the fact.
Yeah, and that's what they said their concern was, that the ordinance was created too hastily, which they said was evidenced by the addition of more essential businesses after the ordinance was put out. So, but I do think it was interesting because I was surprised to see Athens take such an aggressive approach to the COVID-19 outbreak so immediately, but I also don't think it was unnecessary action either, considering how widespread the issue is.
Right, and other cities have even tougher restrictions right now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's interesting because obviously our jobs haven't stopped. We're still working. How is this impacting how you're working?
Well, it's, at least from Flagpole's perspective, it's been a challenge because all these businesses that have closed or are really financially strained are advertisers. And so we're in a serious financial crunch. We're accepting donations from readers. I should probably put in a plug for that, but you can go to the website and chip in to help us out a little bit, which a lot of businesses are doing. But not only that, it's affected a lot of our distribution points. A lot of the places where we distribute newspapers are closed as well. And we have a list of locations where you can still pick one up. We're doing a limited press run this week and next week. And of course, still keeping the website updated, but it's been very challenging, from a financial point of view, in addition to just trying to keep up with everything that's going on and all the stories.
Well, financially, that impacts how you can keep everything going. The finances impacts every element. And I know at the Red and Black, you guys have had some changes, Erin.
Yeah, so we're completely stopping our print edition for the rest of the semester while school is closed. And then I know just in general, all of the editors are in different places. We've been using Slack, a lot to communicate with each other. And then also just, the same bit, I guess, as other places too, video editorial meetings and stuff like that. So it has been kind of hard to keep up with all of the news while we're all not near each other, And then also very difficult to keep writers actually still working on stories now that everyone is not in Athens and stuff like that.
Right. Getting those interviews, everything's by phone. I've done a lot of that anyway, but, meeting and chatting in person about news stories is also a big element of working together in an office, bouncing ideas off each other and actually seeing who, you don't want anything to be redundant. So some of that is impacted as well.
And the revenue issue that Blake is talking about is just critical, not just for Flagpole, but it's just the economic effect of this, and I'm not one of those people arguing that we're doing too much economic damage, because we're doing absolutely the right thing to shut down as hard as we can, as early as we can.
And we really need the federal government to act during this time. I mean, it's a crisis. And of course, you know, like you said, Lee, I mean, health and safety and lives come first. But, you know, people also need money to survive. And a lot of people are not getting it. And the federal government are the only people who can, you know, I mean, they can borrow money. They can print money. You know, the local government can't do that. And the state government can't do it either.
Well, we're going to have to leave it right there. We are out of time for this week. I do want to thank my guests, Lee Shearer from the Athens Banner-Herald, Blake Ott from Flagpole, and Aaron Schilling from the Red and Black.